A Different Mirror, A History of Multicultural America by Ronald Takaki. Narrated by Peter Burkrot. Copyright 1993 by Carol Takaki. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Carol Takaki, care of the Warden Balkan Agency, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. A Different Mirror, The Making of Multicultural America. I had flown from San Francisco to Norfolk and was riding in a taxi. The driver and I chatted about the weather and the tourists. The sky was cloudy, and 20 minutes away was Virginia Beach, where I was scheduled to give a keynote address to hundreds of teachers and administrators at a conference on multicultural education. The rearview mirror reflected a white man in his 40s. "How long have you been in this country?" he asked. "All my life," I replied, wincing. His question was one I had been asked too many times, even by Northerners with PhDs. "I was born in the United States," I added. He replied, "I was wondering because your English is excellent." Then I explained, "My grandfather came here from Japan in the 1880s. My family has been here in America for over 100 years. He glanced at me in the mirror. To him, I did not look like an American. Suddenly, we both became uncomfortably conscious of a divide between us. An awkward silence turned my gaze from the mirror to the passing scenery. Here, at the eastern edge of the continent, I mused, was the site of the beginning of multicultural America. Our highway crossed land that Sir Walter Raleigh had renamed Virginia in honor of Elizabeth I, the Virgin Queen. Taking lands from the Indians, the English colonizers founded Jamestown in 1607, and 6 years later they shipped the first 4 barrels of tobacco to London. Almost immediately, tobacco became an immensely profitable export crop, and the rise of the tobacco economy generated an insatiable demand for Indian land, as well as for labor from England, Ireland, and Africa. In 1619, a year before the arrival of the Pilgrims at Plymouth Rock, a Dutch slave ship landed the first 20 Africans at Jamestown. Indeed, history saturated the surrounding landscape. Questions like the one that my taxi driver asked me are always jarring. But it was not his fault that he did not see me as a fellow citizen. What had he learned about Asian Americans in courses called U.S. history? He saw me through a filter, what I call the master narrative of American history. According to this powerful and popular but inaccurate story, our country was settled by European immigrants, and Americans are white. "Race," observed Toni Morrison, "has functioned as a metaphor."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?